All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, just talking generically about, you know, and what is going on in this country economically and what has been going on for a long, long time, as Ron has said. And Ron, I want to say this to you before and let you respond. You know, we've been watching this, and I keep telling people I just turned 68. So I do understand. You know, we've seen this develop in your and my lifetime. And we saw the nation go from the capitalistic tenets that it had that made the middle class what it was during your and my lifetime. And we now see where a handful of businesses and corporations have now, you know, cannibalized all of those other, the competition. And at the root of all of that is those corporations now being monopolies and basically enabled to charge whatever price it is they want to charge to the American people. And yet the American people, we've been kind of busy washing the dishes and cleaning the house and the kitchen and have not realized that the house is on fire. And so in your and my lifetime, you know, maybe we can overcome these things, but what do we see in the future, Ron, is what I'm talking about, at the rate things are going now?
Well, I don't think it's irreversible. You know, a couple of key components to this are that under decades of Reaganism, Reaganomics, and Republican conservative politics, the Federal Trade Commission and the Securities and Exchange Commission basically stopped regulating these big businesses to any important extent. There was a famous antitrust case against Microsoft when it was the number one computer industry power in the 80s, 90s. And the Clinton administration's securities people and federal trade people filed a major lawsuit against them. Europe did too. Europe went ahead with this lawsuit and won. Unfortunately, in the U.S., we don't have a parliamentary form of government, so Bill Clinton had to leave office. George Bush came into office, and the new Bush administration just obliterated that lawsuit while it was still going. Just said we're going to withdraw the lawsuit from the Justice Department. You know, so Microsoft got to do what it was doing, and that's happened over and over again. I do think we should go back to something that never happened. Again, this is reaching deep into history, but I think that's what people have to do. FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, almost single-handedly saved us from the Great Depression, creating work programs, public works programs, and so forth. Well, for round two, in his later terms, he and his advisors came up with something they called the Second Bill of Rights or Economic Bill of Rights. And you should go look that up sometime. It was never enacted. Congress fought it fiercely, and it really just never came. It would have required constitutional amendments. But it guaranteed a living, working wage for every American. It guaranteed health care for every American, no matter their background or means. And it was all these economic things that would have helped the playing field. One other thing, I know I'm going on here. One other thing, one big thing that happened was that there was an assault by corporations and conservatives on the labor movement and labor unions. You know, we kept hearing about big bosses running labor.
Right.
Well, how about the big bosses running corporations? Those are okay. And basically, labor organized labor to a alternative was in the 1980s.
Hey, Ron, we're losing you, man, but thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Call anytime, man. Really enjoy your conversation. Let's go to Tom in L.A. And you know, Tom, he was talking about these these major corporations, and especially the ones oil and gasoline and the energy sector. And all of those things right now are going to be the death knell for the average citizen. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, Earl, first off, Ron is 100% correct. The only thing I would try to correct him on would be that instead of calling it subsidies, which no one knows a subsidy from a hole in the ground, we call it corporate welfare, because that's basically what it is.
That's fair enough.
You know, instead of unregulated capitalism, I think we need to say taking the referees off the field, because that's basically what it is. We have unfettered a corporate who have, again, because of Citizens United and other types of, if anyone out there doesn't know what Citizens United is, please look it up. It basically made it so corporations can give unlimited funds to politicians and basically make it so the politicians are owned by the corporations. And, you know, and then we end up with no type of referees on the field to, which they would call regulation. And because of that, we are where we're at. We have monopolies.
So, Tom, I mean, if people would just listen to what you just said, right? I mean, the fact that our elected officials that we are getting ready to elect and those who've been in those positions are owned by the corporations. Come on, man.
Right.
And yet and Earl, we're all ramping up for election time.
And if you notice, Earl, I'm not saying like some of the conservative callers that call in, I'm not blaming one party or the other.
I know, I said it's all.
The system is screwed up.
Right.
The whole system is screwed up. And the thing that happens, I see, because I work for a monopoly, a company that's a monopoly. And it's the internet business,
right?
Which I find absolutely appalling, because there's really only two companies or three companies that are running our internet and the infrastructure that goes along with it. So there aren't a lot of choices, and they can raise the pricing on people for internet or cable or phone, you know, anytime that they want to, because there is no competition. And that's something that's going to affect people at a very, very local level, if we don't get some competition in the marketplace. But we're not going to get competition in the marketplace when the people that are supposed to be the referees are all being bought off. I mean, some of these people, you watch on a Sunday afternoon a football game, and if a referee doesn't call the right call, or if a referee doesn't, you know, throw a flag on something, you got people, I don't care if it's left, right, center, where it is, they're flipping out like, unbelievably, like their life just ended. Well, this is what's happening on a, I'll never forget Paul Ryan talking about how bad the referees were against the Packer-Seahawks game, because they had the scrub refs that were in there. And he works for the federal government, where he wants all the referees off the field. So to me, we're going to have this problem until we get rules back in the game on capitalism.
Tom,
to keep capitalism.
It's a great analogy, and the reason that I say the rules won't get back on the field is you're expecting the people who benefit by those rules to somehow overturn the rules?
No, absolutely. That's
okay,
why
so,
I like Paul said.
Hey, Tom, we'll continue it after the break. Call back. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Keep me searching.